You're listening to the Because Family Adventure Podcast. Thank you for tuning into the Because Family Adventure Podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and with me is my beautiful wife, Melinda.
Hi.
And we are continuing our conversation and our adventure west this year in the winter of 2016. Today, well, I don't know when you're listening to this, but we're excited. We're still in San Diego, California, and we are recording from this echo chamber that we're sitting in. But when we left off, we had gone to church in Dallas, and we were kind of discussing why we keep our kids
in church.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't got any feedback yet from that because we're recording this right after we finished the last one. We're batch recording some episodes here. Please respond to that. Email us, and we'll do an all-email show, all-user feedback show very soon. So send us an email about any questions you have about the last episode or this coming episode we're about to do. So
or just life in the RV or whatever.
Anything.
Just
or send what us size questions. What size underwear I wear?
That's weird.
Medium.
Well, now they're not going to email you.
Oh, shoot.
You took out the...
I don't know why I said that, though.
I don't either.
Because it's 11:06 p.m. Probably. West Coast time. And so, like, at home, it's 1 a.m.
Crazy.
In Branson. Anyway, we were in Dallas, Texas. We went to church, after the whole... keeping your kids with you, saga. I started doing what I do when we go to a church like this, and that I've become very good at. I go and start meeting people, and I know who's who usually. I knew who the children's pastor was. I spotted the youth pastor immediately, the music pastor. So I went and just started introducing myself to these people, and we all have things in common because I've served on a church for a number of years, and so I know things that they're doing and going through, and so I just start talking to them, and we chat, and I like doing it, it's fun. And the youth pastor and I are talking, and we kind of hit it off. Melinda actually hit it off with his wife a little bit, talking
to
her.
Yeah, she was really sweet.
And,
they have a little kid, so.
Yeah, it made sense to kind of have a reason to talk to each other. Oh, and when the young family comes in, and, you know, they're looking for youth sponsors to come help
in
the youth group
they're like,
and stuff.
Hey.
And so anyway, we said fresh missionaries, meat. And I saw the little disappointment in their eyes when I said, well, we're missionaries. Oh, so you're not here to come to church here. Ooh. But, it's just like when we hear somebody's missionaries, oh, so you're not going to want to support us in ministry. Okay. But,
no, that's not necessarily true.
I'm just kidding.
Missionaries are awesome.
That's true. A lot of
missionaries.
Shout out to
the missionaries.
Support us. And we support missionaries too. Anyway, I was talking to these guys, and the youth pastor was like, hey, man, we actually just got off a big Speed the Light push, and I've been preaching a lot about missions. It would be great for them to hear from a missionary. Do you want to come to our youth service tonight? It was that Sunday night, and share. And so, I said yes. I had an opportunity to go that evening. So we spent the afternoon just kind of hanging out, chilling
out
that Sunday
afternoon.
Yeah,
we played outside and rode bikes.
Yeah.
Did some ballet with the girls.
Tried to watch a little football. It was good. And then we did that evening. Melinda stayed home with the baby because what's the point of bringing him in anyway? And I took Jason, Olivia, and Brenna into the youth room. And we sat and I listened to their youth service and enjoyed their youth service. And then I got up and I just shared about life in the RV. I told the story of getting covered with poop from trying to dump the RV. That story, if you want to listen to that story, you can go to That Story Show at nlcast.com. That Story Show, one of the episodes of that. Gosh, last summer I shared that story.
Yeah.
And then also, it's on our blog.
Our blog, yeah.
becausefamily.org/blog.
We just strew the information, whether you're a video watcher,
reader,
listener. Like, we just, whatever is your way.
So I shared about our ministry. I talked about what it is that we do and how we minister to families. and talked about the, you know, living in an RV and life in an RV and answered questions. They had some fun questions. Some of them were kind of funny, you know, like, how do you go to the bathroom? Like, we have a toilet, like a real bathroom in our, you know, in the RV. It's like a little house, you know. So
it's not like we're driving around in a tent, people.
Yeah, it was funny, but some people just don't get it. But I had a good time sharing, and a lot of the kids really had were very interested. And then the next day on Monday, I was able to go in and meet with the pastor. And I met with the pastor and gave him our information, ministry info. And he actually found out our plans and decided that the church wanted to buy us tickets to go to the Dallas Zoo.
Yeah.
So we were able to take our kids because of First Assembly Dallas and go to the zoo there. And, man, tell them about that day at the zoo. That was a good day at the zoo.
Well, before that, though, that day after you talked to them, we went and did laundry at a laundromat. Mm-hmm. And I love anymore. I don't know. There's just something about laundromats. Like, sometimes I don't love it. But it's really kind of funny being where we've been when I'm the one that brings diversity to the laundromat. Like, I love it. I love walking in with my kids and my family, and they just, everybody there, it's like they turn around and they're like, what?
They just what don't, is this family
they
doing
don't
here?
Quite get it. But obviously, like, I don't know, you probably get in this groove, like, of if you're regularly going to the same laundromat, you kind of get to know, or, you know, you just kind of see the same people, maybe. I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. I don't see the same people because I don't go to the same laundromats ever. But I don't know. I liked getting all my laundry done in just a couple hours instead of all day because I can just throw them all, you know, in at the same time instead of having to do multiple loads. But I don't love folding and putting away still, so that's always drama. But we did that, and we weren't sure what we were going to do that afternoon for sure. We had some drama with Olivia. She was just feeling homesickness and stuff, so we weren't sure, you know, what would be better, if she would feel better just, you know, sticking around the RV or not. And she decided, we talked and we figured out why, you know, she was feeling the way she was feeling, and just kind of worked through that with her, because, you know, when you're doing stuff like this, you're gonna have emotions sometimes with the kids. And I think as long as you allow them to feel, and honestly, the only thing we did was I sat next to her and just told her it was okay to feel that way.
Yeah.
And it was like, she hugged me and she just kind of got her last little cries out, and then she was okay.
And her problem was she was homesick, but she was afraid of loss, of losing things.
True, because she lost a little elephant.
She had lost her little stuffed animal, which we've since found, and they lost a little hair bow at the laundromat there.
Yeah,
and she started this thing where she didn't want to go anywhere or do anything because things were just going to get lost. And even to the point of, like, you know, don't kick the soccer ball, it's going to roll into the street and get lost. Don't take the football down to the water, it's going to get lost. Don't let Alton go over there, he's going to run off and get lost, you know. And so that was her fear. Yeah. It was just this fear of losing things. And we, thankfully, we identified it at that point, and really tried to encourage her. And that'll reoccur as we continue to tell the story, that issue. But at that moment, we convinced her that we needed to just keep going and doing things, and she could have something to be excited about again.
Yeah, and when we found her elephant, that was a big thing too. And she decided she wanted to go ahead and have fun, and so we ended up, we have membership passes to, it's through the Association. I never get this right. Association of Science and Technology Centers,
something like that. ASTC.
ASTC Passport Program, where you have a membership through a like science museum or discovery center or something, and they have an affiliate program where you can get to like 800 different places in the country or something. So as we travel, it's perfect because my aunts bought it for us for Christmas, and they did it last year, and we went to 5 different museums, and so far this year, we've been to 5. We'll talk about more later, but it's just amazing. And so we were able to get into the Perot Museum in Dallas. Well, driving to Dallas in the RV, like, yeah. through downtown, like, literally
it's
downtown.
It's right in downtown, yeah.
And trying to get down there with the RV was just going to be a pain, so we ended up driving. There was, like, a metro station kind of thing near where we were, and parked the RV and just locked everything up and said a little prayer, making sure hopefully yeah. everything was going to be fine coming back, because that was, like, the first time we'd really left yeah. Addiwag and a city and then gone on to go do something else uh-huh. like that. And so...
But we were out in... That area in Dallas is a nice place.
Yeah, so it was fine. It wasn't like it was a bad place. It was just, you know... Yeah. You know, you just get nervous.
But we got on the train and...
We got on the train and the kids had a blast. They think the train is the coolest. Yeah. I don't know why. It's just funny that things that they like...
I loved it too.
I know. I guess I've been to New York enough and done the subway. It's like, it's just like another.
But the Dallas train is so much better because it's not like underground. Most of it's up where you can see all the things.
I don't know. There's a bunch in New York that are. That's true. I don't know. Anyway.
It's cleaner.
It was
Dallas
cleaner.
Is way cleaner.
No, well, I mean, not the downtown.
Not the downtown station. That's right.
I was
checking kids' diapers and I was, oh no, that's just the floor. It's just the ground. When people do that here, apparently.
So we took the train in and we got there late because obviously we'd done laundry and everything and we had to take the train. It was like in 45 yeah. minutes, an hour or whatever. And so we didn't actually get there till like 3, but...
Yeah, we had like 2 hours to explore a little bit.
But we just did. Like, we went through, yeah. and it was really a neat place. And it's somewhere that we, you know, could totally go again. But
there's a lot we didn't see.
There was a lot that we didn't.
But we had the pass. We were able to just get in and go do what we wanted. So it was worth going
yeah.
for the 2 hours because it literally, like, we didn't pay a dime other than the train tickets.
Yeah, it was like $5. No, it's like... I don't know. Whatever it was.
It ended up being like less than $20 for us all to ride the train to go there.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was like 15 maybe. And, you know, the price of a ticket into the place was like,
yeah, like
$12 to $15 or something. $17. I don't know. So, you know, it was definitely worth, like, that's one thing that we kind of just have to do because of our what's coming in right now as far as missions giving and stuff. Like, we can't just go do things.
Yeah.
Like, we have to do things that are free or
do we have the pass for.
So, it's just amazing to know that pretty much any, especially larger city, we have something to do with the kids
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, educational and fun and...
And they love
new,
them.
Like, it's just really neat that we can go and do that. We're so thankful for that.
And the funny thing is, worth it. Most of the ones we go to, we wish we could go sometime without the kids.
Right.
We're like, I want to come here and just do what I want.
Yeah. Someday the kids will get old enough and we'll be like, you go and mommy and daddy are
going to I'm going to our I'm sections. Going into this part, yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun though. It was cool. And then we left and we ended up going back to the RV and just mm-hmm.
cooking
something
dinner.
And going to bed because we knew we were going to go. We were so hungry and we got back and made some eggs and potatoes or something and got ready for bed, and then the next day we were able to get up and go to the zoo, and the zoo was like, you know, because it was paid for us, we wanted to get there like early and,
yeah.
you know, really do the day there, not just
and we did,
a couple
and they had a Lego exhibit thing there that was all the Lego sculptures, and then yeah. a tent where you could build with Legos, so we knew the kids would
so
love
we spent
that.
A while at yeah. that part, but we went and saw almost everything. There was only like 2 sections that we weren't able to go to, and if they hadn't had the Legos there, we would have been able to.
And the thing is, the place was, it was 65 degrees probably.
Yeah, a little cool.
And so
breezy, very
breezy,
very windy. Yeah.
And so there wasn't a lot of people out at the mm-hmm. zoo, and that made it really nice because we were able to go around and get whatever we wanted pretty easily.
Yeah.
Eating didn't take a long time. Waiting in line for lunch. And then, like, the in the afternoon, it really, the sun came out and a lot of the animals started coming out more. And so we saw everything. I think the lion may have been like inside. We never saw him.
No, but the lion, they were redoing the habitat. Oh, that's right.
They were rebuilding. So no matter what, that would have been the case. But the cheetahs, they did like a show with the cheetahs where they showed how they train them.
We did the elephant
one. The elephant show. So we were able to do all those things because, I mean, it wasn't packed. It was plenty of space and plenty of, or not enough people there to make it so crazy. So it was really fun
being at the zoo. What was your
favorite? My favorite thing at the zoo? Was the tiger. Always the tiger. Those things look like...
That was so funny. Mean Alton, looking, and I love them. At the time, he was still trying to... You know, he's still learning stuff. And we would say, what does the tiger say? And he'd go, moo. It was so cute. But, he finally... He knows now. He doesn't do it. And it's not cute anymore. But, no, it's cute. I thought it... I thought the was it the chimpanzees that were going crazy?
Yeah, the chimpanzees.
They were going crazy. That was like...
They had some interesting...
And it wasn't necessarily my favorite animal, but it was like the most interesting of the day because...
Very interesting.
Like, I love the little meerkats and I love the penguins and the koala and stuff, but... and the koala. Koala. But that they were going nuts, and I think it was just one chimpanzee was being a punk to the mama and the baby. And they were
all ganging up on him, trying to get him to stop. Yeah, so.
But
it was pretty cool, and you know, we had a good time in spite of the little drama we had with Olivia, where she had those issues, and it all worked out because we took some time. You know, we stopped, we slowed down, we talked to her. Okay, honey, what is wrong? You know, and like you said, you let her know that it's okay to feel this way and to not feel good, and to be sad and to miss home. And. And then I think we Skyped with Grandma and Pa soon after that, too, the next day or something. Like after we got back from the zoo or something. And so that helped as well. And so, you know, if we pull any lessons out of the story for this episode, it's that. It's the slowing down and taking the time to stop your plans. Stop, because we wanted to go to the Science Center. Like, that was the plan. We were going to take the train to the Science Center. I had it all figured out. But she needed us right then. She needed our time. And so we sat in that laundromat parking lot in the RV. Instead of driving straight to the train station and doing all that, we sat with her for a little bit. We talked about what we needed. We figured it out. And we worked with it through her. Or through it with her is what I'm trying to say. We worked through it with her.
Yeah.
And it really went a long way to help us have a good time and the rest of the time and help her feel better, I think. So it was good. But... We're going to pause the story here and call this one another episode. We're trying to keep them short so it's easy to listen to and enjoy. But thank you again for listening. And please look us up at becausefamily.org. Email us any questions you have or any comments about our podcast. And what do you think about this new just sharing our adventure format of the podcast? Learning lessons through it, lessons we've learned, sharing with you, hoping that maybe it's something you need to learn too. What do you think of that? If you like that, let us know. If you think we're crazy and need to change it, you're bored, you're probably not listening. But if you are, email us and let us know that too. I don't mind. But maybe tell us stories of when your kids have had issues and emotional things and what you did to help them get through it. You probably have a second child who feels all the feels, just like we do. So, tell us about them. But anyway, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to, like I said, visit us at becausefamily.org, becausefamily at our, on YouTube, becausefamily, and then email us at fourpointfamilies, F-O-U-R, pointfamilies@gmail.com. God bless you. Thanks for listening.